Yeah, so, you know, first of all, I think that if you look at the fact that the Senate Republican caucus has authored numerous bills on tax relief, everything from giving people their pharmaceutical tax back, their food tax, getting rid of it, also all the way up to giving you a credit on your income taxes against your gas tax you pay in this state. There's a lot of different ideas out there to help working men and women and families, you know, combat this. But quite frankly, as long as, you know, Joe Biden and the federal government are spending money hand over fist the way they're doing and just printing it, this is what happens when you print money. So, you know, we're going to try to do our best here in Illinois to help the citizens handle what's coming at them. But it's coming at them pretty fast and furious from the feds printing money. The other big one is Ameren, and I know you want to talk about that too. Yeah. These power bill costs are just absolutely ridiculous. And I know that you got some folks on co-ops down here and you got folks who are in Ameren territory down here, depending on where you live. But when Pritzker, Governor Pritzker and company, wholesale start closing all these power plants, as they've done, and there is no capacity on the grid to make up those electrons. This is simple supply and demand, folks. You know, you take electrons off the grid, it's going to cost more money. And this somehow notion that these progressive leftists have that, you know, green energy is going to take over. You're talking about decades for it to take over. We're in a squeeze play right now, and prices are going through the roof. Again, the Senate Republican Caucus, myself, have a bill to try to provide direct rate relief to customers. But look, let's be clear. When you close as many coal-fired power plants have been closed, and you don't replace those electrons on the grid from any source, I had a friend of mine tell me this the other day. He's like, well, we've got more wind and solar than we've ever had, and our prices have never cost us more. And that's exactly right. Wind and solar are just not replacing electrons coming off the grid from carbon. The other piece of this, and I think this is something that we've actually had meetings with Governor Pritzker's staff 2 weeks ago. We have another meeting, phone call this afternoon, actually. He could green light right now. He could give the green light to several peaker plants, natural gas, clean-burning natural gas peaker plants through Illinois, put those electrons on the grid and bring the price down. And he hasn't done that yet. And he doesn't need a legislation to do it. We don't have to pass a law. He's got the authority as governor to issue an interim rule through the state EPA, and they could do that tomorrow. And so when, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Inflation is generally, when you print money like the Federal Reserve and Joe Biden and company are, you're going to get inflation. But this power issue is largely homegrown by Governor Pritzker and his Democratic colleagues from Chicago, thinking that somehow you can, you know, issue press releases about how great they are on the environment and at the same time have no repercussions at all. And the men and women of the state are feeling those repercussions.
Yeah, and then we got to go and buy energy from other states, and we're competitive on the market, and that just brings the price up even more. It's a double-edged sword no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And this tells you the real fallacy in this whole, you know, green machine thing that's out there. You know, they'll issue press releases about how they're getting rid of carbon, but the facts are, Derek, all that, you know, power you're bringing back in Illinois that you just talked about, it's all coming from carbon. It's coming from coal in Indiana. It's coming from coal in Missouri. It's coming from coal in Kentucky, but it's coming from coal. So they're not cleaning up anything.